In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Many of us at times have had uncertainty. We're not sure what the future holds. We don't know what's going to happen. It may be because we have some medical tests and we're awaiting the results. And we just wish that we knew what was happening. Or it could be that we're looking for some position or job. And again, that doesn't seem to be very clear. These periods of uncertainty are extremely difficult to manage. How many times have we had those times when if only I just knew, I'd feel so much happier, so much better if I just knew what is happening. Here in our passage today, we find Abraham. He experiences uncertainty. But before we look at Abraham, let us first of all remind ourselves of this passage in Hebrews 11. It's a famous passage. In fact, it's hard to think of any passage in the Bible, any chapter, which is like Hebrews 11. It begins with these words, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." And as we look through the chapter, we find that these believers who are listed in this chapter, who are spoken about, are people who not only believed in the promises of God, in the word of God, but their life there at that time was affected by it. They lived believing those promises. Their faith was worked out in their life. And as we look down the passage, we can find that in this passage, in Hebrews 11, first of all, he writes about Abel and Enoch and Noah. And then in verse 8, we come to Abraham. And I'd like to draw your attention to three points regarding Abraham. Regarding faith, we read, first of all, and we understand as we look at this passage, that by faith, the words are actually, by faith Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as an inheritance, obeyed and went. By faith, Abraham, as soon as he called, some translations have it, or someone's put it, he obeyed. So as our first point, we find that by faith, Abraham obeyed. In fact, when we stop and think about it, yes, that's what we're expected to do as believers, isn't it? We hear the voice of God and we're expected to obey. You can think of the word of the Lord in many places. But just think of the Lord Jesus. He goes to Simon and Andrew, who are fishing. He says, "Follow me," and they follow. Or if we want to think of someone who doesn't respond by faith, think of that rich young man. Jesus says, "Sell all you have, give it to the poor, and come after me." But instead, he walks away sad. And as we look at this and we consider this faith in obedience, we notice that this is not a feeling of faith. Sometimes Christians have this idea that we have this great feeling inside of having great faith. But, you know, we could, I suppose, have some feeling of faith one day, but we might not have it the next. No, this isn't a feeling when we talk about faith here. Just think for a moment with the children. Some of you had children, many of you had children. And you say to them, "Clear the table, clear the kitchen table. Clear the plates away, or tidy up your room." And what do the children sometimes say? "I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it." So what do you say to them? Well, I know what I say. I say, "Look, it doesn't matter what you feel like. Clear the table and tidy up your room." And I'm sure some of you have had that experience, and it's also true in the life of faith. We have the commands, we have the word of God, and we are expected to obey. It is not a feeling. We don't depend on our feelings for this. But also, as we look at this, we also see that Abraham believed the promises of God. Just now we talked about this feeling of uncertainty. We read that Abraham was called. He was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. So he goes off and he does not know where on earth he is going. How did Abraham put up with that uncertainty? How did he cope with it? How did he manage it? Well, of course, he kept in mind the promises of God. He knew that God had promised him an inheritance. He knew that he was journeying to a place of everlasting rest with God, to a city, as we find described, with foundations whose architect and builder is God. So we find that Abraham, he would have thought and reminded himself of these promises. Yes, it's quite possible he had moments of, I'm not sure what's happening here. But then he would have actively reminded himself, thought of the promises of God, that God has promised to be with him, that he'd be his shield, that he's going to a place of eternal rest, and so on, to this city whose architect and builder is God. And so we too, when we experience periods of uncertainty, we too can remind ourselves of God's promises. Of course, we're just the same as Abraham. We believe in that we're going to have everlasting life with the Lord. And our uncertainty for a moment is just very small in comparison to the eternity with God. We can remind ourselves of the promises that he has promised to be with us and never leave us, never forsake us. We also have, like, the promise that all things work together for good. And we could go on, promises regarding prayer. And we ought to notice regarding this, that this is an active faith. It's not something passive. Sometimes people have the idea we just sort of lay there and let faith roll over us, or we don't have to do anything. No, we have to actively apply the promises. We have to have active faith. Faith that works, as it were. If you want a negative example, just think of the disciples in the boat. This is a story we tell the children in Mark chapter 4. There was the boat. Jesus was sleeping. The disciples are with him. Everything's fine, but then a storm starts coming. And then water starts coming into the boat. And the disciples start to get fearful, frightened, anxious, and even panic. Master, Master, they wake Jesus up. Master, Master, we're perishing. So what does Jesus do? He stills the storm, but then he turns to the disciples. He says, why are you fearful? Where is your faith? You see, those disciples shouldn't have got in a panic, shouldn't have got all fearful and anxious. They should have reminded themselves that Christ was with them. They had no need to fear, but instead they panicked. No, when we find periods of difficulty, let us have active faith. Apply the promises of God. Remember those great promises that we have in Scripture. Remind ourselves of the things that God has said. But thirdly, as we look at this passage in verse 9, we find that this belief in God's word, this belief in God's promises, had a real effect on Abraham's life. He gets called out, but then we notice he doesn't stop and then build and buy lots of land around and build a city around him. No. We find as we look at this passage, he travels like a stranger. He travels in a tent. Let me read you this verse. By faith he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. So it had a real effect. The word of God, the promises of God, made a real difference to the life of Abraham. He went about going from place to place with these tents. And of course, it should make a real difference to us. You know, Abraham had this understanding that he was like a pilgrim. He was like a traveler. He's going through to this place of eternal rest. And surely we too have something of that understanding. As we mentioned last week, we're going on a journey, but we shouldn't get too fixed on those possessions that we have with us, because we know we can't take them with us. So it should have an effect, that belief in the Lord and in his promises. We notice that his culture would have been changed and different. As he believed in God, he would have found himself different to those around him as he travelled. Sometimes that brought Abraham into conflict. And it's like us. If we go to another country, we find sometimes our culture, our ways of doing things are different. And even sometimes there is conflict. And likewise, as we're here in this life, as we read God's word, as we respond to his word and his promises, we too will be different. And it may mean that sometimes we face opposition. As we look at this life of Abraham, we see that by faith he obeyed God's commands. We see that he believed God's promises, and also that this faith had an effect on his life. Now we may say, well, our faith isn't great like Abraham, but we have the same God. The same God that Abraham believed is our God. And if we look down that list of people in Hebrews 11, we find that these people here had the same God as we do. So then, let us be like Abraham. By faith, obeying his commands, believing his promises, and this faith making a real difference to our life. May the Lord bless this word to our hearts.